Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Of course, we've had some issues in the past connecting to Jonathan Gray all the way in New Zealand. So I think I'm going to have to try to see if I connect with him to his studio in New Zealand. We'll see if we can do a Skype connection call here now. I think there's something going on with Skype to New Zealand, because we could still connect to Germany and other places here in America. So something's going on. Oh, he's not available there online, so maybe we'll have to connect with him on his other avenues here. And I think at that end, he'll probably need to spend some time to actually figure out what's happening to his Skype, because something major has happened negative. Let's see if we can connect here to the Skype line through his phone number in New Zealand. Believe it or not, that's the phone ringing here.
Good morning.
Jonathan, it looks like your Skype line is still not working. I guess you're going to have to do some work on that. We're calling you on your regular phone line, so that's a major technical defect. I have a feeling it's probably at your end, where Skype connects to Germany and elsewhere, and we have Harley Schlanger on, who can't make it this week. So let's get started with the show. What's the primary topic you want to talk about today on your book, which is at the website?
I thought perhaps we would get into the discoveries and their relevance to modern-day prophecies. It's a big subject, very important one, and I think it's time the public sits up and takes notice. There's some very interesting things happening, which are part of the discoveries of Ron Wyatt, and which my teams went out to confirm.
Yeah, I know Ron Wyatt. In fact, I think I had him on the show years ago, before he died. Ron Wyatt, there's a couple of areas that he researched. He found the Noah's Ark in the mountains of Ararat. He's actually thought he tracked down also the place for the Ark of the Covenant. He did other research, too. He found underground city and tunnel complexes. What are the primary things you want to talk about today?
Well, I think what I'd like to do would be to look at the discoveries progressively as an initial start, and link it up with the miracles and the attacks against attacks by those who were actually afraid of the findings. It's a very, very interesting subject and also very important.
But I'm afraid of the findings. They're afraid that they would prove that the Bible is true and that end time things are happening as we speak. As I said yesterday on the show, the end is not near. The end is here, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Please proceed. Go ahead with some of the Ron Wyatt discoveries and what we're going to talk about today. Because it ties in why people need to prepare today. It's like, not the question of, will you survive? The question before that is, do you want to survive?
Yes, absolutely right.
So,
do you want to survive? What are you going to do about it?
Right. And by the way, survival physical also determines if you're going to survive spiritually, because a lot of people are going to lose their faith because they haven't prepared, or they expect to be raptured and taken out of the earth by some crazy doctrines that are pushed by a lot of wacko Christian pastors that don't have a biblical basis for their belief system, and they're going to harm a lot of people, not only physically and result in their premature death, but also make them lose their eternal salvation too, right?
Yes, it's as serious as that, Dr. Bill.
I don't want to minimize it. I want people to realize that this is a time to, as I say, it's a come-to-Jesus talk, isn't it?
That's right, it is. The time is now.
Right.
It's not in the future.
Okay, let's go through some of these facts that show that Ron Wyatt's ideas and his discoveries, they try to suppress them and they try to pretend that this is a kind of like a crazed person with crazy theories that can't be proven, when in fact you get physical evidence, right?
Physical evidence for sure, yes. I started off as a skeptic, Dr. Bill, and the evidence was so overwhelming. I took my own expeditions out to confirm or not, and we actually came into the same situation as Ron Wyatt did, and we found that everything that he was saying was true. Now, today, the unthinkable is happening, and this is something that most people are not aware of. A handful of elite Christians have joined atheists and witches to attack five major archaeological discoveries. And the question would be, how could this be? What biblical discoveries could unite spiritists, atheists, and a handful of self-proclaimed Christians to side together?
Wow.
The truth is, these finds, like no others in history, are drawing thousands of men and women to Jesus Christ. Their life-changing impact is actually phenomenal. I'm seeing it firsthand. And against these discoveries, Satan is waging a war that is far more than normal. Its intensity is supernatural. And as we approach history's final showdown between Satan and Christ, the devil's pulling out all stops to discredit God's final message of hope. Now, can you think of a more subtle way than by inciting self-righteous Christians, atheists, and witches to quote and support each other in the same spirit?
So what are those five discoveries that he made that need to be pointed out?
Well, there's Noah's Ark, Sodom and Gomorrah, the Red Sea crossing of the Hebrews when they left Egypt.
Right.
That the true Mount Sinai, which is not where tourists are taken today,
right,
but in Saudi Arabia,
right,
and finally the Ark of the Covenant.
Let's go through the details of each of those, because the reason why these things are important is because God knows the end from the beginning. He also has a policy that I find kind of interesting, that God is not only the creator of all, but he also creates a foreknowledge or a forepresentation of something and a ladder. For example, he talks about a great aliyah back to the land of the promise of Abraham. At the time of the end, it'll be so great that the first aliyah, which Moses led the people into the promised land from the delta of Egypt, will fade into basically anonymity compared to the millions that will return to the land of Israel at the time of the end. People don't know this, do they?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that there are churchmen who are really falling for stupid ideas and attacking what God is doing. Now, remember how the first century church leaders attributed Jesus' work to Satan?
Right.
It's happening again. They will not even know that they're working against God. Remember Jesus' prophecy. He said, "The time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he's doing God's service."
Well, I'll tell you the reason why that is, and it's actually pretty simple. When I went to speak 18 years ago in January at the Living Waters Fellowship, and I found this up with many churches that would first call me and say, "Hey, can you come and speak at our church and do a video connection?" They wanted me to come under authority of their pastor to make sure that they would vet what I was going to say. I said, "I'm not under your authority. I'm under God's authority." The problem right now is that there are people that may not have gone to seminary school like I haven't, that are called by God with this very specific and relatively narrow message that is not going to be under the authority of pastors, but under the authority of God, and has to match up with the Bible like a mathematical document. That's why one of my favorite scriptures for prophecy is 2 Peter 2:10. No scripture is of private interpretation. In other words, if you look at it like a locksmith, and God puts you through locksmith training, he gives you a specific word of knowledge that actually explains the questions and answers, both the Old and New Testament, and the extra-biblical confirmation not only from historians in Roman history, but also the geopolitical and geological and archaeological proof in modern history, like Rand Wyatt and yourself, that proves that the Bible is true. But they don't want to hear this, do they? And the pastors want you to come under their authority, so they actually dissuade people from thinking that at the time of the end there would not be ones called as witnesses for the Most High God, or in a sense as minor or major prophets. They don't want to hear it. Even other Christians are getting really aggravated over the idea that someone may have a word of knowledge or a word for the corporate body of believers, or an archaeological proof like Ron Wyatt that can prove that what they're saying is neither not nor not true, but actually a demonic lie that can put people in danger. And many of these so-called religious groups and leaders actually rail against those that actually have the truth for the end-time population of believers on earth and those that can be evangelized to hear the truth. That's what the problem is. It's not just atheists and witches, etc. It's the church itself is sick, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Website, the main website is BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com. And, of course, the book is The Will You Survive? We have lots of other videos and books and material that are really important for people to get access to. These five different sites, let's go through them systematically, Ron Wyatt. Because, as I said before, the biggest problem isn't the atheists and witches. It's the actual church itself. I have put out requests, and I have, per week, millions of audience that listen to the show, either directly here in Genesis or rebroadcast over Revolution Radio and recently now, Red State Talk Radio, and I put simulcasts up on YouTube and our Vimeo channel. I get no requests by Christian churches, even if I do a free simulcast actually to their church, to raise an issue they want, whether it's a pro-life issue or anything else, or talk prophetically about the role of America called Babylon the Great in the end times. They don't want to hear it. They don't even want questions raised that actually might question the authority of the pastor, because pastors are acting like a filter for prophecy, and that's really unbiblical, isn't it?
Very unbiblical. Yeah.
Unbiblical, man. I'll tell you, I don't know everything, but I have a few 3x5 cards that are not my opinion. They're not Deagle's opinion. They're thus saith the Lord. And the problem is they're not open to anybody's opinion, whether it's a pastor or another so-called prophet. It's just the way it is. One of the things we talked about even on the first, second hour yesterday was his advocate, Shelby. And Kelby Smith, Kelby, K-E-L-B-E-Y Smith, is the idea that America is a corporation. And there's also a parallel America where you can be an actual physical citizen like a biblical citizen. And the fact is that all the proof, and he's shown tons of proof in his videos, that America is Babylon the Great of the end times. I mean, our corporate entity called America has invaded every banking system, every corporation, every trade situation on the planet. And America is so powerful now, it's affected everybody. And in fact, it sits on many waters. It's the whore of Babylon. And although it has a duality of personality, so it's also a great rescuer of nations when they have a disaster, it's also created many wars and many disasters. And America, in fact, is the seat, which is why, of course, the devil does this. He'll take a country that's good and has a good constitution and perverts it over the last 100 and some years. So now it's the whore of Babylon. It's no longer the beautiful daughter. It's becoming a whore, literally controlling commerce in the world, and actually eventually upgrading the Mark of the Beast matrix system. It's going to come from America, and I don't hear any other pastors or anybody else prophetically saying that. Very, very few, except for people like Kelby Smith and yourself, realizing that America has a duality because the daughter of Zion, and God's chosen, beautiful nation, but it's also the daughter of Babylon. And these findings that that Mr. Wyatt discovered kind of point to the fact that God knows that. He knows that this nation, even written by the Voynich document by Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, considered America the rise of the new Atlantis, is a very evil nation. In fact, there's some things that America's done that are so evil, they can be considered the pinnacle of Luciferian and hidden evil in the world, aren't they?
Well, you could certainly say that.
So let's go through these discoveries. It's important for people to understand what they are.
Now, today and in the subsequent broadcasts, I'd like to reveal what's really happening behind the scenes, Dr. Bill.
Right.
The supernatural entities that are working on both sides and the result that's going to follow. It's an amazing story of tragedies, but also triumphs. Now, there's a prophecy for today that the Lord will do something to call all the non-believers, the Gentiles, and show them that he really is the Lord. And that's in Jeremiah chapter 16, 19-21. It says, the Gentiles shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. They shall say, we see it with our very own eyes.
Right.
Now, I'm convinced that these discoveries will play a big part in this by revealing the Lord's hand and his might in his past acts and his ability to act again.
Right.
As Joshua said, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord that is mighty. Now, in his love and mercy, the Lord God will provide evidence of his hand and his might in history just when it is needed.
Right.
Just prior to his mightiest intervention of all, the second coming. And those evidences have been preserved for such a time as now to grab the attention of the whole world. You could call them God's great attention getters. And each was a unique intervention in history. And in prophecy, each one is specifically linked to the return of Jesus Christ to take over this world. Okay, now let's have a look at these just very briefly first as an overview. Noah's flood and the ark. Never was there an occasion when the whole world was wiped out by a flood. Never before, nor since. It was an act of judgment and preservation of the faithful. And now suddenly the survival vessel from that event has been found. Jesus Christ himself states that the flood and the ark are a sign for people who shall be alive to witness his return.
Really?
So that's the first discovery. We'll go into more detail later, but to get the overview first. The second one is Sodom and Gomorrah. Never have cities been hit by balls of fiery brimstone and been transformed totally into ash, except these. And this is another unique event. And again, it was an event of judgment and mercy. And now, suddenly, the remains are identified. And again, Jesus offers this event as an example to people who will be alive to witness his second coming.
Yeah, I've actually been there and seen the sulfur balls. And these things, when they burn 6,000 degrees, so they'll burn through any metal. They're amazing.
Oh, yes, they are. It's also mentioned as an example for the time of the last judgment. Jude talks about it and Peter talks about it. Now, the third discovery, major discovery, is the Red Sea crossing. Only once in history was the sea ever parted to bring down a superpower with its mighty army and the arrogant king. That was a unique event. And the Bible says that the Israelites' deliverance through the Red Sea and the associated events are in samples for those people upon whom the ends of the world are come. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. So I'd like to ask, is it not significant as we enter these end times that along with Noah's Ark and Sodom and Gomorrah, the Red Sea crossing site is now revealed to the world for the first time? People have been looking for it. They've been looking in the wrong place, but that was in God's hand. He had it all protected until our day. Now, the fourth discovery is the true Mount Sinai. Now, another mighty intervention was when the Creator himself descended upon a mountain, shook the earth with his presence, and before an entire assembled nation spoke and wrote on everlasting stone his Ten Commandments. Now, that was a unique event again. And again, the location of this awesome event has now been confirmed. Could we say at the right time?
Wow. Keep that thought. We'll be right back right after the break. Jonathan Gray, BeforeUs.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And so, Jonathan, please continue. These are important signposts, and they show that basically we're not near the end. The end is here, not near, is it?
It's here.
It's here. When we see, for example, the rise of superstate, basically social media control, when you see the opposition that's going on against Trump, and Trump's not perfect, but even during Trump's administration, a lot of things are happening that are very prophetic. If you actually look at the prophetic things, we've talked about this in the past with the Continuing Church of God. We've talked to you many times over the last number of years. The prophetic things are in your face. They're actually so obvious that any thinking person that just looks at the straightforward data and things that you can find in the social media or public media or news, it's right in your face, isn't it? Like Trump saying he's going to rebuild a temple for the Jews, moves the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Two of his children are Jews. We have to understand what's really going on to the world in terms of the world order. In fact, just today they announced this deal with Mexico. But the end time signs of the Bible and God, these five different sites that you've gone to as well, following up on Ron Wyatt, really tell people that God is still on the throne. He's not nervous. But you have to understand that the source of wisdom isn't going to be your politicians or even your so-called pastors, because they try to put their authority above people called at the end time as prophets. They don't want to hear prophetic words, do they? Or, in some different denominations, everybody's a prophet. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes.
It's silly. I mean, what I know is a few 3x5 cards, and I don't have full knowledge. In fact, last year I was praying, I said, God, after Trump got elected, I said, God, who's going to be the Antichrist? And God said, don't ask. Because I'll tell you. In other words, there's a time coming when we're going to know. It's going to be really obvious to it because we can see the New World Order coming. But it's not decades away. It's actually just a matter of months away or several years, isn't it?
We're right on the verge of it, yes.
Please continue.
Okay. Now, we did mention the discovery of Noah's Ark, the discovery of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the discovery of the true Red Sea crossing.
And you cover this, by the way, in all your videos, too, in your material, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have these. We have one video for each of these. And then we come to the true Mount Sinai.
Right.
And as I mentioned before the last break, another mighty intervention was when God himself descended upon a mountain, shook the earth with his presence, and before an entire assembled nation publicly spoke and wrote on everlasting stone his Ten Commandments. Now, that was a unique event. And again, the location of this awesome event has now been confirmed, and could we say confirmed at the right time.
Right.
And likewise, there's a biblical prophecy concerning this, and it links this event to the return of Jesus Christ, at which time the heavens shall be shaken. And as the book of Hebrews says, whose voice then, speaking of the time when he came down on Mount Sinai, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, that's a prophecy of coming event, saying, yet this once more I will shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And Jesus said the heavens will shake when he returns to earth. Now, this event of the Sinai is linked to the second coming of Jesus Christ again, and the discovery is perfectly timed. Now, the fifth discovery is the golden chest known as the Ark of the Covenant. And this chest was the most sacred object known to man. And it was the special place on earth upon which the divine presence rested during the theocracy of Israel. Theocracy being a rulership, not by man, but by God himself giving the instructions. And so this was a unique artifact indeed. Then it was lost for some 2,500 years. And the eventual finding of this ark, it was long considered by Jews and others, would be an omen of the Messiah's appearance. Well, now it has been discovered, and under the most unusual circumstances, which we'll discuss at some time in the near future.
Where do you think it's located? Is it dealing with Menelik in Ethiopia, or is it back in Israel itself?
In Israel itself.
That's what I heard, too.
20 feet under the streets.
I heard it was right under the streets of the Temple Mount. Is that right?
That is right, yes. And we'll go into more detail, impeccable detail, in the future. But yes, that's a little insight into where it is.
Right, so there was a copy that King Menelik took back to Ethiopia in Aksum.
That was a copy.
Yeah.
Now, just look at this. God's perfect timing. He's meticulous the way he times things. We have five major discoveries, each one hidden until now, each one an example of God's past unique interventions, and each one speaking and being linked in Scripture with the return of Jesus, discovered at the very time when the prophecies declare he's preparing to intervene again. Now, wouldn't you call that perfect timing?
Well, God's always had perfect timing because the nature of God is that he's omniscient and omnipotent and omnipresent, which means God is present every moment in all eternity and in every space or place, and he's omniscient to everything that was or will be as if it's all the eternal now.
Oh, yes. And another question I'd like to raise is, might not these discoveries be considered a sign that the end of man's control is fast approaching, and that they actually present a most serious warning from our Lord that time is running out?
Right.
A call from our Creator for us to get our act together very quickly.
Right.
Now, certainly his word is truthful. It can be taken literally. The Bible does have a habit of telling the truth. And this means you can trust God's promise to help you get ready for the new earth he's planning. And you can be confident that he does love you and that he wants you to live with him for eternity. But of course, he will force nobody, but he will give the evidence. Then it's up to you.
Yeah, he's going to give the evidence so no one can say that they weren't presented.
Exactly. No one can blame him because he's doing his part.
But
right.
When I hear the call to come out over my people, lest you share in our curses, it's not coming out of just unbelief. It's coming out of false beliefs. It's coming out of false authority by false churches, including Christian ministries that support gay and lesbian and abortion. The Christian churches that try to preach pseudo-prophecy when they really don't fully understand it, or that it doesn't integrate. They play with their mental blocks where it's confusing to people. They assume that the rapture is to take good out of the earth and leave evil, when in fact God prophesied that the rapture is to take good out of the earth, so only to take the evil out of the earth, so only good will prosper. And the fact is, those days to be cut short so that no flesh would survive, God says in the book of Mark, means that God's promise is, if you adhere to what God is selling, he's going to tell you where to be in terms of places of refuge, what to do to prepare yourself for not only the physical end to civilization, but the spiritual end to the demonic and luciferic powers, and the form of feigned omniscience of the cryptocurrencies and the cyber state, I call it, that is being set erected. It's going to be overlaid over all religions, including so-called pseudo-Christianity. In fact, it turns out that all public churches, this is my feeling in the end, all public churches, no matter what denomination, at the time of the end, will be luciferic. There'll be no public church that will be godly or serving the Most High God. That's public. It has to be home churches and personal belief, because it'll be so destroyed by the policies of government in every country on earth, all public so-called faiths will be completely destroyed.
It's interesting, Dr. Bill, that the early church in the first century, when Paul was writing letters to the various churches, he would often write greetings to the church in the home of so and so. Greetings to the church.
They're all home churches, weren't they?
Yes, the early Christian church started off as home churches.
That's what's going to reside in the end. The only thing that will actually be godly at the end will be home churches. Do we know such thing as a public church that's not tainted by Luciferian globalist doctrine? Right?
That's how it's going to be again, yes.
Yeah. Home churches are it.
Now,
keep that thought, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The story. We are months or years away, not very many years, from economic collapse and food collapse. We are months and years away from ecological collapse. We are away, not far away from a war footing with China and Russia, where they're doing war games right now. And all of these things are kind of building up to a crescendo. For example, when we look at all these things, including the findings, it's interesting that the Ark of the Covenant is in Israel, which is biblically reestablished when nobody thought the nation would rise again from the ashes, the Valley of Dry Bones. And we have Iran, where actually, which is interesting because it's in the mountains of Turkey, which is another, the rise of the Neo-Ottoman Empire, where the Ark of the Covenant is located. And people should understand the Middle East is still a hotbed seat. It's the trigger for World War III, isn't it?
Totally, yes. In fact, World War III has already been mapped out in think was the Protocols of Zion, and the Middle East had to be the place for it to start.
In fact, if you look at Ezekiel 30-39, it tells you even the Table of Nations, and it makes geopolitical sense even today in our day, that these nations will be the ones that will be at war with the allies of America and Europe and Israel fighting against all these Muslim nations, including Russia and China. It says, I shall put hooks in their jaws and pull them down from their mountainous lands. And if you actually go straight north of Mount Moriah, where the Temple Mount is, the actual longitude line brings you directly through Red Square in Moscow, doesn't it?
Yes.
Please continue. These findings are really important to kind of review, because people should know that things are not far away, and I think God is going to do things in a way that people will be able to discern who's telling them the truth. So when these events, like what you show on your website, people that look at these videos, they'll realize that Jonathan Gray is telling the truth. He's speaking as an end-time archaeological prophet. That's what I would call you, an archaeological prophet of the truth.
Well, let's look at miracles. And we'll start with one of them that we can talk about today in the time that we have left.
Right.
Back in 1959, a Turkish pilot had taken 3 stereo photos during a routine aerial survey for the Geodetic Institute of Turkey. And on these photos, a mapping cartographer noticed a boat-shaped object. And the object was immersed in a field of lava in a mountain country 12 miles south from the base of Big Mount Ararat. Now, Ron Wyatt, archaeologist, was curious. He suspected there was more to this site than just rocks. So in August 1977, Ron and his teenage sons Danny and Ronnie travelled to eastern Turkey. And what they saw was impressive. For one thing, it matched the size of Noah's Ark given in the Bible, and it was in the right location, not on Big Mount Ararat, but on what Genesis says, the book of Genesis, the mountains of Ararat. But that was not enough. Solid evidence was needed, so this object needed to be examined scientifically. But how? It was totally buried. Well, Ron returned home to Nashville, Tennessee, and he said, I don't know what to do. The object's totally buried. It's just too big for me to uncover. In fact, a comparable size would be that of a medium-sized United States Navy aircraft carrier.
Right.
Too big for one man to handle. So he spoke to a small group of trusted Christian friends, and they decided to pray for an earthquake. One that would somehow expose the object for what it was, but would not injure anybody. Well, now, that was during 1978, which was just months after his trip to Turkey. On November the 25th, 1978, at 11:03 in the morning, local time, an earthquake took place over there in Turkey, and it pushed this boat-shaped object out of the ground.
Wow.
Its walls were now upthrust some 20 feet out of the earth. Now, interestingly, nobody was killed or injured, and the village people in that area were no strangers to earthquakes, but this one was considered abnormal. In fact, A judge, actually, in Turkey, a Turkish judge said, to quote him, it was preceded by the sky turning silver. Everyone was in the streets looking up at the strange silver sky. And they were all outside, out of the buildings, so nobody was killed. And this earthquake was described as not normal. They used the word musizi, which is translated into English, a miracle. So the Turkish people considered this earthquake a miracle. Now, from its tomb, the ark was upthrust, and the field was, the area around it was known locally already, raised from the dead. Now, the hill itself had long been called the Last Judgment Hill. Now, why do they call it that? Because for thousands of years, people have looked upon this as the site where the survivors of that judgment took place and came out of a big boat. Now, first, the lure to get everybody out of their houses, that's the silver sky. Then when everyone was safely outside, the earthquake, as had been prayed for, took place. Just think about that. Jesus said, if you have enough faith, you can move mountains. Well, he moved the mountain.
Wow.
Now, this was firstly a direct answer to prayer, and secondly, a fulfillment of Jesus' promise that with enough faith, one could move the mountain. Well, in the nearby village, people shook their heads. And some of them said, it's a bad omen, let's get out of here. And 20 households got up and left and moved home. And soon after this, the name of the village was changed. Its new name meant stir up, rather appropriate. And that boat thing, one local farmer said, it came up and ruined my field. Well, within months, Ron Wyatt was back on site in Turkey. And when he had visited the previous year, the object was distinctly visible, but the sides were even with the terrain. So it was totally buried. And this recent earthquake had dropped all the mud flow around the object, and this had revealed the sides and rib timbers. And in succeeding seasons, the covering mud would erode these away, leaving behind the exposed ends of columns projecting out, columns of a boat projecting up from the walls. And while the popular expeditions continued to focus on Mount Ararat, Ron kept returning to this rejected site some 12 miles to the south, and he would go back more than 30 times. And my own expeditions would follow. We came away with cartloads of evidence. It was indeed a boat, and it matched the details of Noah's Ark precisely. Now, this is really an incredible thing. But then the attacks began, and we won't get into those today, but the fact is that this was a miracle event, the raising of the boat. Well, actually, it was the lowering of the mountain, so the boat would be raised above the mountain.
Right.
Now, I have actually produced the documentation of this for any listeners who may be interested, Dr. Bill. Maybe I should just mention that. And what we have actually is the Ark Conspiracy book. It's available from my site, beforeus.com, for the Noah's Ark. For the Ark of the Covenant, I've written a 600-page book called Ark of the Covenant. And for the discoveries in general, answering the questions that people normally ask and confounding the critics with papers and new documents and papers that have not been published before, private correspondence and so on, certificates, private letters, input by numerous people in a most explosive publication which I've called Discoveries, Questions, Answers. So there's three covering books there, the Ark Conspiracy relating to Noah's Ark, the cover-ups, the betrayals, the miracles, Ark of the Covenant, the legend they have to hide, the shocking truth hidden after 2,000 years brought out to daylight,
yeah.
And discoveries, questions answered, with hundreds of pop questions answered about all of the discoveries.
That's amazing.
Giant volume.
Well, this hour is closing, but if we can do it, I'd like to do some simulcasts this weekend, Labor Day weekend. Let's see if we can do that. And, of course, I know there's a five-hour time difference, so we'll do it in the mid and early afternoon, say around 2 p.m., which would be 5 hours earlier on Saturday. Let's try that. Because I want to show some pictures of these documents and these books and so on your website.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888- 888- 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.